Now, will you notice what verse 12 says? It's one of these glorious doxologies. At the end of every time that Paul tells of what one person of the Godhead did, Paul stops and sings the doxology. And then he moves to the next. And here, having told us about the work of the Son, he redeemed us through his blood, he revealed the mystery of his will, and he rewards us with an inheritance. And now in verse 12, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. Now, that's a very wonderful thing. The believer is for the praise of his glory. Now, God does not exist, friends, to satisfy the whim and wish of the believer. But the believer exists for the glory of God. And when the believer is in the center of the will of God, he's living a life of fullness and of satisfaction and joy. That's the place of satisfaction and joy. And that'll deliver you from the hands of the psychologist, friends. When you move into this area today, and when you're not in that area, there's trouble brewing for you. That we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. Now that adds purpose and meaning to life, to know that your life and my life, and when you put both of them together, you and I don't have very much, do we, to offer. But we're going to be for the praise of his glory. God will be able, throughout the endless ages of eternity future, to point to you and me and say, look there. You know, they weren't worth saving, but I love them, and I saved them. And that's the thing that gives worth and standing and dignity and purpose and joy and glory to us. We exist today for the praise of his glory. And that is good enough. Now, this doctrine, theology, of course, looks forward to the coming of Christ. And this is the second one we've had. We'll get a third one now in a few moments. Now we come to the last, and of course we can only mention it. We're going to see now what the Holy Spirit does. We'll see that next time. God the Holy Spirit protects the church. God the Father planned the church. God the Son paid for the church. God the Holy Spirit protects the church. I tell you, church is very important to him today. The little plans of man down here say they're not important. They think they are. Men are running around with a blueprint for the world. Well, they won't even be around here in the next 100 years. This crowd will all be gone. But God's great plan's going to be carried out. Thank God for that. Aren't you rejoicing today, friends, wherever you are, whoever you are, however you are?